May I call your attention this evening to the book of Hebrews chapter 1, and I'm going to read for you again verse 1 to verse 2 as we think of the sermon about the prophets of God. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 2, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. And we are told here, brothers and sisters, that God in time past spoke by the prophets. You see, brothers and sisters, human beings have not changed. A reading of the ancient prophets of God would show you how they had dealt with the religious, the political, the social, and the moral corruptions in their time. You find, brothers and sisters, the same corruption and the same decay in the world today. If you look, brothers and sisters, at how God had dealt with disobedience through the ministries of the Old Testament prophets in the past, you will better understand the signs of your time today. You will read the daily newspaper, watch the news on TV, and listen to news reports on the radio more meaningfully if you take heed to what God had spoken in ancient time through his prophets, the servants of God. You see, brothers and sisters, the immutability of God would teach you that God will act against disobedience in the same manner today. How God dealt with sin in the past would be how God will deal with sin today. Brothers and sisters, for God is just. It cannot be that God deal with sin harshly and now in the present time very, very lightly. Then the people in ancient time in the day of judgment will rise and say that the God of the universe is so unjust and unfair and showing favoritism. God is just. God will punish sin. And God has declared through the ancient prophets how he would deal with sin and how he would deal with repentance. And the same message is to be conveyed today. And when we read the ancient prophets of God, we must remember the lesson is not for them. It's for you this morning. It's for you this afternoon. It's for you this evening. It's for every one of you, brothers and sisters, every day of your life. God never changes. And so he will act in the same way to the same disobedience. That is what I'm calling your attention to. Consider with me this evening concerning the prophets of God. God had raised up prophets in times of spiritual and moral corruption in the past, in ancient time. And he called his servants, the prophets, to go and issue the command to his people to return to him, to turn from their sins. You find the prophets emphasizing to the ancient people of God, God's majesty, God's holiness, God's righteousness, God's justice, and God's exclusivity to the ancient people. How the ancient people need to hear this as they face the moral corruptions and how they face with all the political challenges in their time. The same thing must be made known to the people of God in our time. God is God, brothers and sisters. The emphasis on the exclusivity of God must be emphasized again today in this pluralistic world where everybody, every politician will say that all religions bring us to God. All religions are like the different windows. We will indeed, one day, every one of us will go to the same God. That is not the teaching of the Bible. That is against the message that the ancient prophet received from God himself. Turn to the prophet Isaiah and listen to what he said to the people, that there is only one true and living God. In opposition to the many gods and goddesses you find in the ancient world and in the world today. To Isaiah 43 And listen to what Isaiah, the prophet of God, said in Isaiah 43 and verse 11. I, even I am the Lord, and besides me, there is no Savior. Brothers and sisters, it is a clear command and a clear message from God that there is only one true God, in opposition to the many gods the world claims for it themselves, that there is only one. If you turn to Isaiah 44 and verse 6, again, you hear the ancient prophet making this message known. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last, and besides me there is no God. Oh, brothers and sisters, have you settled this matter? Have you come to terms with this knowledge? Have you accepted this message from the ancient prophets of God, that there is no other God but the God who revealed himself in the Holy Bible, who has come in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ? You see, the ancient prophets of God pointed out the wickedness of the ancient people. But the same knowledge of sin is indeed to be proclaimed today in our world too. They called the ancient people to repent from their sins and to return to God. But how much we need to hear that, and how prevalent the decay and the pollution of sin is today in the world. You listen to Micah, the prophet of God. Micah chapter 6 and verse 8 says, He has shown thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. How we need to hear this, brothers and sisters. God spoke in time past through the prophets, and how He has now spoken to you through His Son, Jesus Christ. But it is the same message, brothers and sisters. If you turn with me to Matthew chapter 4, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in verse 17. It says, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Basically, brothers and sisters, it is the same call to repentance, the same call to acknowledge our sin, the same call to turn away every one of us from our sin, and to acknowledge the moral decay in our lives and the disobedience that we are guilty of before God. The same message, brothers and sisters, was proclaimed by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you turn to the Acts of the Apostles, look at what you are told there in Acts of the Apostles chapter 2, verses 38 to 39. You find Peter saying, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and ye shall receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. You find, brothers and sisters, the same message that the ancient prophets of God preach. And there is a call to people to repent. Will you repent, brothers and sisters? Or are you too arrogant to say that, why should I repent when I have not sinned? That was exactly what happened when I was asked to go and talk to a school principal, a retired school principal. He was a good man. He has since passed away. But he was a very gentle and nice person. And the children asked me to go and share the gospel with him. And so I said, hello, uncle. I am your children's pastor. I'm here to share with you the gospel. And he said, I have no need to hear the gospel. I have done nothing wrong. But I said, but you must understand that the Bible calls all of us sinners, and that we must repent of our sin. And he was rather offended. He stared into me and he said to me, young man, all these years that I have been working, every end of the month, I hand my salary, the check and all the money to my wife to take care of the family. I have not kept a single cent for myself, and I have never womanized. I have never taken a cup of wine or a cup of beer. I have no smoking problem. What have I done? How dare you say that I'm a sinner? And that could also be the situation for us today.
that we have in our head here the knowledge of what the Bible say about human beings. That human beings are sinners. And we say, yes, we agree. But in our hearts, we don't. Because we get offended when people say to us, why are you such a capo? Why are you so covetous? Why you have a bad temper? We get very angry. Why you want to pick on my sin? Why you want to pick on my weaknesses? Oh, brothers and sisters, all of us must humble ourselves. We must listen to this ancient call from the prophets of God, even from our Lord Jesus Christ and his apostles, the same message. And the same message that people in Singapore need to hear today. You need to turn from your sin if you are to get right with God. God spoke in ancient time through his prophets. But today he has spoken to us through his son Jesus Christ. If you reject the ancient prophet and you stubbornly refuse to listen to them, and you are doing the same with our Lord Jesus Christ and his apostles. Brothers and sisters, will you listen? Will you obey the call of the gospel to repent? Will you listen to the ancient prophets and to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the final prophet from God, who is the fulfillment of all that the Old Testament office of the prophets represented? The Lord Jesus Christ is come, and he brings the same message of repentance, the same message of faith in God. And I call you this evening to react positively to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we talk about the ancient prophets. We talk about the Lord Jesus Christ being the final prophet. But who is a prophet? A prophet is a speaker of God. He is a speaker for God. A prophet is a person who, under the influence of the Holy Spirit, speaks the words and the thoughts of God about the present, about the past, about the future, as God revealed to them, to him, the prophet of God. And in order to help us understand what is a prophet, and in the sending of a prophet to his people, God wants us to learn, and God wants you to learn what it means by a prophet when he gave the brother Aaron to his brother Moses as an example of what a prophet is. If you would turn with me to Exodus chapter 4 and verse 16, and you will learn there, brothers and sisters, through this example of Aaron, that God said to Moses that his brother Aaron would be his speaker. He says there in Exodus 4 verse 16, so he shall be thy spokesman. The word there, spokesman, means speaker unto the people. And even he shall be to thee instead of a mouth. And thou shalt be to him instead of God. You see there, instead of a mouth. So he will speak for you. He will represent to you. And through you, he will broadcast to others the message that God has given to Moses. It is in this sense that you find God describing Moses and Aaron as prophets. Aaron here as a prophet. If you turn to Exodus chapter 7 and verse 1. God described Aaron as a prophet in Exodus 7 and verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, see, I have made thee a god to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. And so it is in this sense that God was teaching the ancient people and all of you what is a prophet. In what sense is God speaking through his servants, the prophets? How would God speak through a prophet? And in what sense would be that the prophet receive a message from God? Well, the Lord make it very clear for us so that there will be no confusion. If you turn to Deuteronomy chapter 18, this is how you will know whether the Lord has spoken through the prophets who claim to speak in the name of the Lord. In Deuteronomy 18, verses 18 to 22, we read, I will raise up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth. Listen to that. My words in his mouth, the prophet. And he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will hold him accountable, or
as it is written here, I will require it of him. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. And if thou say in thy heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the things follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken. But the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. So here, brothers and sisters, we are told how God will send a word for his people through the prophets. And at the very same time, the Lord issued this warning, but there will be false prophets. That is the doing of the devil, to duplicate the things of God. When God does something, he will do something. In order to frustrate the purpose of God, the Lord will send his Christ. Satan has Antichrist. The Lord will send prophets. Satan has his false prophets. And so we are told here that the prophets of God would be those that God would send his word and speak through their mouthpiece, as it were their mouth, and to convey to his people. Whereas the false prophets will claim to be speaking in the name of God, but actually they are the agents of the devil, as you are told there in Jeremiah 23 verse 16. Jeremiah 23 verse 16, listen to the warning about false prophets. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain, they speak a vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of God. Again, the emphasis, not out of the mouth of God, because the prophets of God, they were the speakers of God. They were the mouthpiece of God. And so it's very important to listen to them carefully, because they carry with them the words from God. To refuse to listen, to refuse to obey, is to disobey God directly. Beloved brothers and sisters, the prophets of God, they were God's ambassadors to his people, to the world. This is what you learn, for example, in the prophet Jonah and the prophet Nahum, as they were sent to represent God to the people of Nineveh. You remember, God sent them as his spokesman, as his ambassadors. They had a message from God for Nineveh. They had a message that God wants them to deliver to Nineveh. They would be what we call today ambassadors of God. Listen to what Jonah chapter 1 and verse 2 says. God says to Jonah, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. Again, brothers and sisters, you find the Lord sending Jonah as his ambassador, as his representative. Go! Go and bring a message to the people. It is a message of urgency. Go and call them to repent, lest judgment fall on them. Arise, he says. Isn't that the same call today, brothers and sisters, that we ought to hear the gospel and listen with care and urgency? Because the time is late and the day of judgment is arriving, that we must get our life in order, that we must have peace with God and be reconciled with God. And the only way to do so is to listen and obey our Lord Jesus Christ, because he alone knows the way to God and he alone can reconcile us to God. As an ambassador, like the ambassadors you find in the world today, like all ambassadors, a prophet speaks only God's word to the people. Because that's what God says. That I have a message, he says. For their wickedness is come up before me. Oh, brothers and sisters, it is important for us to take note here that as an ambassador, the prophet actually carries with him two responsibilities. First, to foretell, to publish abroad, to repeat what God say, and to foretell or to predict
Not in the sense that the prophet could see the future, but as the Lord revealed to him about the coming future and coming events, he will have to foretell to the people what is coming. And so, brothers and sisters, these two aspects of the calling of a prophet of God is clearly seen in the titles that the ancient people gave to the prophets. If you would turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 9, you'll find the earliest titles given to the prophet of God. In 1 Samuel 9 and verse 9, what is that title? Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, thus he spake, "Come, let us go to the seer." For he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer. And that is what it is. The prophet could see, not in his own power, but as the Lord opened his eyes to see. Unless you repent, there is no future for you. Today, the Lord Jesus Christ and his apostles speak the same. And we have to take note that unless you repent, there is no future for you too. There is only destruction and ruin. However, if you repent and make peace with God, God will be at peace with you, and you'll find peace, you'll find meaning, and you'll find purpose, you'll find hope. When you look into the future, you do not think of the future in fear, but you look into the future and you thank God that you have come to be reconciled to your Creator and your Maker. If you turn to 1 Samuel again, to chapter 9 earlier, to chapter 9, verse 6, you find the ancient prophets of God being called, being described as, "And he said unto him, Behold, now there is in this city a man of God." Again, brothers and sisters, a man of God. What? In what sense is he the man of God? Because he speaks for God. He represents God. He's an ambassador of God. He is God's people, in other words. And so to hear the person is to listen to God. And he's known to be such a man. If you turn to Daniel, the prophet Daniel, in chapter 6 of Daniel and verse 20, you will find that the prophets of God described as servant of the living God. O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Servants of God. In what sense is a person a servant of God? Well, he's an ambassador. He serves the Lord. He does what the Lord wants him to do. And so he's an instrument of God. And I hope, brothers and sisters, that all of us here are servants of God. We serve the Lord Jesus Christ. In Isaiah 42, you find that in verse 19, the servant of God is known as a messenger of God. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger? He's known as a messenger because he has a message from God. God has called the ancient prophets and given them a task to broadcast a message, the message from him. It is a message of hope and salvation if we will return to him, if we will repent of our sin. Oh, brothers and sisters, there are other titles, but for the lack of time, I shall leave it for the future. But all these titles, from all these titles, you learn something, brothers and sisters, about the ancient prophets. They spoke for God. They were God's spokesmen. They had a message that is of divine origin. And they spoke as the Holy Spirit empowered them and enabled them and revealed to them. In this sense, you find that the Lord Jesus is the final and the fulfillment of the office of the prophets of God. Isn't that what you are told? God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets in ancient time, he hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. By the prophets in ancient time, by his sons now. Oh, brothers and sisters, what a privilege it is to be alive today. What a privilege it is that we hear the voice of Christ. That we are the people who can know Christ. And how we ought to love him, brothers and sisters, because he has brought to us the message of God.
to seek Jesus Christ is to see God face to face. To hear the Lord Jesus Christ is to hear the very word of God. Oh, brothers, sisters, that is why we Christians, we talk about the Lord Jesus all the time. That is why we beg people. That is why we urge people. That is why we reason with people. And we persuade people to come and walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Lord Jesus Christ is none other than the Son of God Himself. This evening, as you are about to break the Sabbath and go home and rest and prepare yourself for tomorrow, oh brothers and sisters, have you made peace with God? Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, the final prophet from God? God spoke in time past in so different, many different ways through His prophets, and the prophets were known to be all these titles, given all these titles to describe who they were. But today you only need to know one prophet, the final prophet from God, and that is the loveliest of all persons, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I hope that this evening, as you come to the Lord, that you will always remember how precious the Lord Jesus ought to be. As you learn from the Old Testament prophets, pray to the Lord that you have a heart that is ever ready to listen to the messages that you find in the Old Testament prophets. Not just for head knowledge, but with every desire and every intention to obey, so that what happened to them will not happen to you. Because how God dealt with sins in the past, when people refuse to repent, He will do the same today. And so it is, brothers and sisters, let us repent of our sin and get right with God.